Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's get behind a number we reported on yesterday. It looks like foreclosures are on track to possibly reach a million by the end of 2010. It was 900,000 last year, and that was a record. Breaking the record this year would mean that the housing crisis is still very much in evidence. And we can look at the numbers, or we can get behind the numbers, which is what we want to do this morning. And listeners from all over the country texted us to tell us what's going on in their neighborhood. For instance, a Denver listener said there have been three foreclosures on my block that I know about. Got another text from Worcester, Mass. saying, my area was largely unaffected, relatively speaking. I propose a mortgage holiday of 1 year that will jumpstart the economy and keep the housing market from spiraling down. We want to keep you giving us those reports by text. What are you seeing on your block? Text the word take, followed by your report to 69866. A million foreclosures between now and the end of 2010, or for the entire year of 2010, what's the evidence on your block? David Flagg joins us. He's from Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You don't need to look at any numbers to know that foreclosure is an issue in your neighborhood, right?
Absolutely not. The for sale signs in my neighborhood are sprouting up like weeds. In fact, the home next door just sold out a foreclosure for 50% of what we paid for our home in 1997.
Wow. So you are secure, but all around you, the weeds, as you say, are obscuring the view of the nice neighborhoods there in Grosse Pointe.
Oh, absolutely. And keep in mind that when the housing prices drop by 50%, that means that they need to recover by 100% in order to break even. And, you know, when you think about it, in a neighborhood like Grosse Pointe, which is a mature middle upper class neighborhood, homes built in 1930s, schools probably within the top 10% in the country, certainly within the top 2% in the state, you know, with a network of public and private parks, it's completely irrational. It's almost, you know, somebody should put up a billboard and say, come to Grosse Pointe, you can get 50% off.
Well, it sounds like that's exactly what you're saying there. And the question is, where is the bottom in this market where the prices are actually going to turn things around? You know, you make a really interesting point. In places like Las Vegas, the foreclosures relate to the value of the individual house, not the location. The location values in Grosse Pointe that you've enumerated there haven't changed, but a lot of people are underwater because they bought too much house. Is that a function of the I guess, living beyond your means mentality in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, or did the bottom just fall out?
Well, I would say, you know, it's a combination of the two. Certainly there are the multi-million dollar lakefront mansions where folks came in and probably paid, you know, several million dollars more than what the homes may be worth today. But I think in general, the bottom has just fallen out.
Wow.
And, you know, certainly the example I just gave about the house next door selling for 50% of what I paid for it in 97, I wouldn't classify what my wife and I did as living beyond our means.
Right. Well, David Flagg, thanks so much for whipping the camera around in your neighborhood there and giving us a view behind the number of foreclosures around the country. David Flagg lives in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, which is where he listens to The Takeaway. Thank you, David.